few quick notes before I begin this podcast. I sadly neglected to mention them while I was making it, but anyway, just so you know. I acknowledge that there are probably some errors in this podcast, and it is a little bit vague in some parts of it, but I want to make it clear that this is by no means a manual to LaTeX. It's not an instruction book or anything else. It's just a demonstration, because I rarely ever hear blind people talk about LaTeX, and I'm surprised, and I think they need to know about it. So that's basically what this is. If you have any questions, certainly you can email me at the address I give at the end of the podcast. Also, Google is definitely your friend. It's always been my friend in the last year or so that I've been working with this code. Pretty much just Google any question you have, and it'll pretty much find it. Also, for the Windows users, I want to let you know that to install LaTeX on your computer, you'll need two things. First of all, the MikeTeX distribution. I believe it is at version 2.6 right now. And also, you'll need TextNIC Center, which is your graphical interface that you'll use to edit your LaTeX code. And I will do my best to make sure that links come up for those when this podcast is posted. Thanks and enjoy.
Record.
Hello, people out there in blind tech land, I guess. My name is Justin Harford. I'm 19 years old. I'm a student at UC Berkeley, first year. Well, actually, I just completed my first year. But at any rate, this is my first time doing a podcast, so please bear with me as I try to show you my piece of technology here. So I was inspired to do this podcast because recently I spoke to a friend who told me that there is a program out there that allows blind people, with the help of drag and dictate, to produce math, and I don't know a whole lot about that, so if anybody else wants to say anything on that, that's great and everything, but I just thought that I should tell y'all that there is a solution out there. It's been around since the 1970s, and I'm pretty much astounded that nobody has discovered it. But that's why I'm going to see if I can inform you all on it a little bit today. It's called LaTeX. It's like it is a markup language on computers, and of course. And so I should explain to you now what I mean when I say markup. You know, you folks usually will use Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word is something that we call what you see is what you get, which is basically you're just typing out the text of your paper, and then if you want to do any formatting, such as double spacing, bold text, single spacing, headers, footers, footnotes, endnotes, table of contents, etc., you will institute these commands through menus, dialogues, key commands, things like that. But in LaTeX, basically, you're just writing everything out. So that's basically it. But I think the thing that many of you will love, especially those of you who are currently or planning to in some future date to struggle with producing math for your teachers in a science or algebra or some class, depending, maybe if you're going to major in science. And who knows, maybe this might give you better prospects for majoring in science, if this was ever one of your worries. So, let's begin. Yes, the advantages of LaTeX. Well, first of all, like I said, it provides an obvious advantage that it allows you to produce math that's perfectly formatted. I can tell you, as a partial, and as I've heard testimony from totally sighted folks out there, say it's great that it allows us to produce perfect math, and it's free. That's another advantage, I think. If you don't have a whole lot of money to fork out for Microsoft Word, you can spend a few weeks and learn LaTeX, and then you can download the distribution to your computer and pretty much write everything. It's really, I think, you know, if you want to ask what you can write with it or typeset with it, I think a better question would be, what can't you typeset with it? As I understand, I've pretty much typesetted everything this last semester. There wasn't a single document that I turned in that wasn't done with LaTeX. And I was taking classes ranging from astronomy to philosophy to political science. And it's very good for, besides math, for cross-referencing in a document, doing things that will kind of repeat. Instead of doing formatting each page, with headers or whatever, you can just give a few commands to it, and then it just does it for all the pages. And if any of you all want to ask me about that sometime, go for it. But I'm not going to actually demo that here. I'm going to concentrate this on math, and I'd like to get it done quickly so you're not being bored by my talking. So, actually, I think I'll just go right into it here. Now, I should first explain to you folks that I am using my Mac. I don't really have a working PC right now, sadly, so you're going to have to bear with me. But at any rate, remember now, I'm not showing you an application. I'm showing you a markup language, and I can tell you from my own personal experience that there are indeed distributions of text or LaTeX for Windows, and I have worked with them, and they work pretty well with JAWS, I can at least say. But anyway, I'm using a program called TeXshop, which is the front end, and then the distribution is called MacTeX, and it runs in the background, and we never really think about it or worry about it ever. So, let me begin here. Let's open TeXshop.
Text shop. Untitled. Window. Typeset. Button.
All right, so now we're on the typeset button. Let's get into the edit field.
Interacting with edit text. Blank.
All
Edit
right.
text. Blank.
So what I'm going to first do here in our LaTeX document is I'm going to type out the preamble. Now, as I explained to you before, when you want to specify something like margins, the spacing, headers, footers, etc., in a Word document, you'll go through and do this through dialogues and menus and context menus, etc. But in LaTeX, again, we're doing everything through text commands. So the preamble is basically at the beginning of the document where you tell it what you want it to do, how you want it to format everything. So the first thing I'm going to do at the top line is type backslash document class.
Backslash. Backslash document. Backslash document class. Left
And then
brace.
left brace article. Right brace.
Backslash do right brace. Backslash document class. Left brace article right brace.
All right. Now, a document class is like a template. So when you load Microsoft Word, it pretty much just loads the plain empty template with size 10 font, and I'm not sure of the margins and various other specifications, but in this one, you actually are going to write it up. So I just picked article. There are also letters. There's a letter, there's a report, there's a bunch of other things people can make. There's a PowerPoint presentation type thing that you can do too. So an article basically is like the blank document. It produces size 10 font naturally, and the margins are like left margin 2 inches, right margin 1.5, something else. I don't know. It's ridiculous margins. It's because it's designed for writing books, and it's a lot easier to read those margins. It's more pleasant. But most teachers will want a 1-inch margin, so we're going to do that next.
New line.
I'm going to use the
Backslash.
package.
Backslash use a package. Left brace.
Left brace geometry.
Backslash use a package. Left brace geometry. Right brace.
Now, a package is kind of an extra. So the most of the stuff comes with that document class that I specified, but for some things, like double spacing, for example, I will use a package. And also to set margins, we use the geometry package, which works pretty well. So, and the other thing you'll notice is that before I do any command, I'll put a backslash, which tells LaTeX that I'm doing a command and not just writing something. And then I use the braces. Now, Let me show you this. Let's go back up to document class.
/ document class. Left brace.
And if I want it to be 12 point.
Document class.
I'll write in brackets.
/ document class. Left. / document class. 12 pins. Right bracket. Left brace. L-E. Right brace.
So there you just, now that's where that is. And when I do something in brackets like that 12 point that I just put in there, that's an optional argument, which means that you don't have to put it there. Braces are where you put the non-optional arguments, like article. You have to specify your document class. You can't ignore that, so that is non-negotiable.
/ use a package. Left brace geometry, right brace.
And as when I say use package, it follows that I have to specify a package, so that's
new line.
That command is also non-negotiable. So now I'm going to set my geometry, / geometry.
/ geometry, left brace.
And in the braces, I'm going to say left,
/ geometry, space.
Left equals
/
one
geometry,
ion.
Left, / geometry, space.
Right equals one ion.
Right equals one in, comma.
Top
space.
Equals one ion.
Top equals. Top n, n.
Wait a second. Let me think here. I'm sorry, I think I did that wrong.
Left equals one in.
R
right
margin.
Equals, selection deleted. / space.
Left margin or L margin.
L margin space.
Top margin equals one ion.
N equals. Margin equals one in, comma, space.
Bottom margin equals one ion.
Margin equals one in, right brace.
Alright, so you see in there I wrote B margin, L margin, R margin. Basically it's to L, like left margin, right margin, etc. It doesn't matter the order that you write them in, and it doesn't matter if you do spaces. It's basically, I type, like, L margin equals one ion and comma, and I could do a space or not, or I could just move on to the next one and keep doing commas between them, and then at the end just write the closing brace.
New line.
And I think that's the only package I'll use. So now I specify the title of my document.
/ title, left brace. / cool, latex, document, right, /
and author,
/ author,
Harford.
/ author, left brace, Justin, Harford, right, Harford, Harford, Harford,
I'm in trouble,
Harford, right brace, A-R-O-O, Harford, Harford, right, / author, left brace, Justin Harford, / harf, A-A-R, off, A-A-R, Harford, right brace.
I gotta check something there, the synthesizer's speaking strangely.
/ author, left brace, new line.
I don't usually use this synthesizer, but due to the fact that many people I know have complained about the nasally antics of Fred, the traditional synthesizer that comes with VoiceOver, I decided that I'd do you folks the honor of letting you listen to this beautiful lady named Heather.
/ author, left brace, Justin so, Harford, right brace, new line.
And / I'm going to do begin document.
/ begin, left brace, / begin, new line.
Hope you're noticing the patterns here, that the syntax that I'm using for the commands, / and braces, etc.
New line.
And now there are inline commands like document class, left brace, article, right brace, where you're specifying one thing. Like if I say bold, for example, the command for bold is / text bf, and then in brace is whatever you want to be bold text. That's an inline command where you're just everything, you know, whatever you're affecting is in the braces. But also they have environment commands like document, where they always have / begin, left brace, the environment, right brace, and then / end, left brace, the environment, right brace, with the contents in the middle. So we're going to set the environment for document.
New line,
otherwise,
/.
It'll get really mad if I don't. And I'll just do it in document for good measure. And
/ end, left brace. / end, left brace, document. New line.
Right.
New line.
Sometimes it's just better to write the beginning and end environment commands for whatever you're doing before you actually put the contents in. Sometimes people forget, you know, to end it, and then you'll get an error when you try to typeset. So then
/
right underneath where it says begin document, I type make title.
/ make a title.
Make title with / And that command Now you notice that I specified the title and author in my preamble, so now I say make title at the top of my document, and then it's going to give a nicely formatted title page, or front title. It can be a title page if you use the report class, but we're using article, so it's just going to be kind of something that comes at the top of the page. It just looks good. Now,
new line.
I'm just going to
new line.
Do a really quick demonstration of typesetting. I have everything set now. I'm going to type hello world.
Hello world.
And now I'm going to press the typeset key.
Typeset.
And now
interact with dialogue.
LaTeX,
four.
I think,
untitled.
Will, with this
window.
Program, and I think with also programs
items.
On Windows, it'll always nag you about saving. Actually, on any operating system, really, it'll just always want you to save everything as you're going along, and so it always asks you to save. It always saves automatically every time you typeset. So, and it's going to ask us to save right now. I haven't specified the name, so I'm going to call
save
it
as
my cool LaTeX document.
My fantastic LaTeX menu.
And that's
lines
one
time.
I
closing
want.
Menu.
And I'm going to make a
new
folder here
dialogue.
Called
my
cool
LaTeX.
That's where I'm going to put it.
Untitled.
You can organize yours however you want, but typically these documents produce a number of different files, like, I'm not sure exactly what they all are, but these the files that I concern myself with are the text file, which is the source that I'm writing right now, and the PDF output, which is the final product that you print out and give to your teacher. And there's a couple other ones. So I just put it in a folder, and it keeps it nice and tidy. So now I press Enter to save it.
Button.
It's going to typeset here.
My cool LaTeX document.pdf. Window.
Hear that? Now,
19 items.
This is a PDF
previous.
Document.
Button. Audio
Alt,
hijack.
Open.
Finder. Find button.
Listen.
Selected folder. My media. My cool LaTeX document.
Here.
My cool LaTeX document.
Now we're in the folder.
Selected text. Row
hear
1 of 4,
text.
Column 2 of 2.
And I'm going to go
to last item. My cool LaTeX document.pdf.
To the PDF.
Selected
PDF.
Open Finder item. My cool LaTeX document.
Now we're at the title here.
Justin Harford.
Here's my name.
June 17th, 2007.
Notice that it put the date by default. If you don't specify a date in the preamble by doing backslash date and date in the braces, it will just do the current date of typesetting for you. And for those of you, if you don't want the date to even appear there, which is just fine, then you just type backslash date, left brace, right brace, and just don't put anything in the braces, and then it won't do it for you. And then I go down a line.
Hello, world.
There's what I wrote. Hello, world.
One.
And then it just, like, skipped me all the way down to the bottom here. This is the page number. LaTeX will automatically number pages. It always puts the number on the bottom in the center of each page. And there are ways you can certainly change that around if you should care to. Now,
Finder, Text Shop.
Go back into my
text
document.
Shop. Edit. Hello, world.
Okay, now we're in the document. So,
world. Period.
Just put a period because I
space.
I'm compulsive like that. So now, let me look here at my
Find. Text edit. New using section. The preamble.
All right. So
compared to MS Word. Hello world typeset preview. Basic typesetting bold italics underline. Hello world typeset preview.
Yeah, you all listen to that.
Hello
all
world.
Right. Good. So now what I'm going to talk about is sectioning. So yes, LaTeX allows you to organize your stuff into sections and subsections, subsections, and then above that, going up, it would be, I believe, chapter or part chapter. And a bunch of, there are all kinds of ways of dividing your document up, and you probably just use that if you're doing a report, but I'll just do it here for fun.
New line. New
so I'll
new
do
line.
Backslash.
Backslash. Section. Backslash section. Left brace.
And then intro.
Backslash section. Hello world.
That's right, above where I put hello world. And when I do backslash section, that's the only thing I'm going to use here tonight. I'm not going to bother with anything else. It numbers it for you. If you don't want numbering, you'll do star at the end of section before the brace. But we're going to do numbers anyway, because I feel like it. So
hello world, new line, backslash.
Now
backslash
our
section, left brace.
Section after hello world will be the basics. If I can, I'll type that.
Backslash section, left brace, basics, right brace.
There we go.
New line.
Now, let me show you a little bit of what you can do here.
Backslash, backslash.
No backslash, sorry. This.
This is my LaTeX document. Space. Let me show you what you can't do with bulleted lists. Space. Enumerated. List and other stuff. Period.
All right, so let's try a list here. Now, yes, it will do bulleted and enumerated lists, and I think for the first thing you were going to just do bulleted. Bulleted.
New line.
And now, list commands are environment commands, so we will do backslash begin.
Backslash begin. Left brace.
Left brace. It's called itemize.
Backslash begin. Left brace itemize. Right brace.
All right.
New line.
And then
new line.
For each item, you
backslash.
Write backslash item.
Backslash item.
Really challenging, people. I understand if you're struggling. So, this is so right here.
This is the first list item. New line. Backslash. Backslash item. This is backslash. Backslash etxtbf. Textxxxtextbf. Left brace.
Text bf.
Te left brace. Backslash textbf. Left brace bold. Right brace.
All right. The way I just wrote that, the word bold will appear as bold. Okay. It will be bold faced. Okay.
New line. Backslash. Next. Backslash item. This is backslash. Backslash text it. Left brace. S. Backslash text it. Left brace italicized. Right brace.
So what I just did there was text IT. So you can think of it, it's really simple. You can think of it like text BF is text boldface. Text IT is text italicized. So
right brace.
Very nice.
New line.
Next.
Backslash. Backslash item.
Now this command I really think you're going to have trouble with here.
Backslash. Backslash.
This is
backslash. Backslash underline. Left brace. Backslash underline. Left brace underlined. Right brace.
Yep. That makes it underlined. Really hard.
New backslash.
Now we're going to end the environment.
Backslash end. Left brace. Backspace. Backslash end. Left brace itemize right brace.
Okay.
New line. That is an attemptive itemize bulleted environment space.
All right. That's an itemized environment. Yes. Okay. Now, okay, so that's kind of the basics of what you can do with LaTeX as far as, you know, formatting and stuff. Now we're going to go on to math, which is, I'm sure, what y'all wanted to hear, which is good. Anyway, so I'm going to show this to you in an enumerated environment, which will yield numbers rather than bullets.
New line, backslash. Backslash begin, left brace.
Enumerate.
Backslash begin, left brace enumerate, right brace. New line, backslash begin, left brace, new line.
I'm just going to put something over this. I'm going to put a section here.
Backslash. Backslash section, left brace.
Backslash section, left brace.
Backslash sec, math, right, backslash section, left brace, the math, right brace. New line, backslash, right brace.
Notice, folks, maybe I'll make a mistake in all this code and then you'll get to witness what it's like to debug a LaTeX document.
New line, backslash begin, left brace enumerate, right brace.
Alright.
New line, backslash. Backslash item.
Okay. Let's do some basic addition, subtraction, etc. So, let's try this. We're going to try a sublist. So, I'll write here like a question.
Add the following. New line.
Add the following.
New line.
Let me just spell that.
Following. Space.
Okay, well, just doesn't pronounce it very well. Okay. So, now I'm in the first enumerate environment. This might be a little bit tricky, but it's not as hard as it sounds, trust me. Now I'm going to start another enumerate environment.
Backslash begin, left brace. Backslash begin, left brace enumerate, right
now,
brace, new line.
You can use lists up to, nested lists up to four levels. I'm on the second level right now, and that's about as deep as I'm going to go. So The first level of enumerate will show you numbers. The second will do letters, and the third will do Roman numerals. I don't know what the fourth does. I haven't done that. So you can download your own distribution and find out and tell us all.
Backslash begin. Left brace enumerate. Right brace.
All right.
New line. Backslash. Backslash item.
One.
One. 1 plus 1 equals 2.
And I just use the standard plus and equals commands. LaTeX takes those pretty much just fine.
Backslash. Backslash item.
2 plus 2 equals 4.
2 plus 2 equals 4.
All right.
Backslash. Backslash end. Left brace. Backslash end. Left brace enumerate. Right brace.
All right.
New line.
Next item.
Backslash. Backslash item.
Now, remember, this is number 2, so I just finished the first number 1, now I'm on number 2. And I think that I will... So, let's see. Let's do fractions. Fractions are the... This is where it starts getting fun. Okay.
Do the... Add the following fractions.
I apologize to all you scientists out there and mathematicians. I'm a history major, so I sadly won't be able to demonstrate very advanced math for you. But I'm guessing that since LaTeX is pretty dominant in the science and math fields as you get into higher education, that it probably works pretty well for all that stuff. Also, the fact that I was in a LaTeX seminar the last semester and I was the only non-science major there, which was fun.
Backslash end. Backslash item add the following fractions.
Okay.
New backslash. Backslash begin. Left brace. Right brace. Right brace. Backslash begin. Left brace enumerate. Left brace.
Oops.
Left brace.
I need to correct that.
Backslash begin. Left brace enumerate. Right brace.
All
right. New backslash. Backslash item.
All right. So to make a fraction, you do backslash frac, F-R-A-C, left brace, the numerator, right brace, left brace, the denominator, right brace. So say we'll do 1/2 plus 1/2. That's a fun one, easy one, huh? So backslash frac.
Backslash. Backslash frac, left brace.
The numerator, 1, right
backslash
brace.
Frac, left brace.
Left brace, 2.
Backslash frac, left brace, 1, right brace. Left brace, 2, right brace.
All right.
Space.
Equals.
Equals.
And then, oh, wait a second.
Equals.
I'm on the other side of equals here. So,
plus. Backslash. Backslash frac, left brace, backslash, left brace. Backslash frac, left brace, 1, right brace. Left brace, 2, right brace, equals. Space.
And you can do spaces with the equals if you want, between the equals if you want. Might be easier, but there are things about LaTeX like spacing and doing extra lines and stuff that you will eventually find yourself needing to write in code. Like, it reads the first space that I just made after the equals here.
Equals space.
Space, moving right, so you can hear that space there. So that's, and since, I forgot to do math environment. Okay, apologies, people. Well, the first things here, it won't matter, but with fractions, it does. So.
Backslash item add the following fraction. Backslash begin. Left brace enumerate. Frac. Right. Left brace item. Space.
So. When you want to do inline math environments where they just kind of appear with the rest of the text, you need to do them in dollar signs. So I'm going to put the dollar at the beginning of the fractions here.
Dollar.
And then...
Equals.
And I'll just put a dollar at the end, or... Actually, no, I'll just write all first and put the dollar there.
Frac. Left brace, 1, right brace. Left brace, 2, right brace. Plus backslash frac. Left brace, 1, right brace. Left brace, 2, right brace. Equals.
Right.
Space.
When you're in a math environment, it doesn't respond to spaces at all. So you have to use a backslash to indicate a space. When you're in regular text, without math or anything, you can do one space, and then you can do 10 more spaces, and it'll ignore the 10 and just do the 1. So you need to actually specify it. But anyway, it equals 1.
One.
And I'm going to end it with a dollar sign.
$1.
All right.
Frac, left brace, one right brace, new line. Frac, backslash, begin, left brace, enumerate, right. Frac, left brace, one right brace, backslash, backslash, item. Item dollar frac, left brace, one right brace, left brace, two right brace, equals $1. Backslash, back, I-T, item, 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 backspace, item, dollar, frac, one, new line.
All right, next item.
Backslash, backslash, item.
Okay, dollar. Let's try this.
Dollar, backslash, FARC, left brace.
FARC.
Dollar, backslash, frac, left brace.
One.
Left brace. Dollar, backslash, frac, left brace, one right brace. Left brace, three, right brace. Space. Plus, backslash. Backslash, frac, left brace. Left brace. Backslash, frac, left brace, one right brace. Left brace, three, right brace, space. Equal, backslash, backslash, frac, left brace, left brace, backslash, frac, left brace, two, right brace, left brace, three, right brace,
end with a dollar,
backslash, frac, right. Left brace, two, backslash,
end, enumerate,
backslash, end, left brace, backslash, end, left brace, enumerate, right brace.
All right, so I just did two problems there, pretty basic math, and I had the little subsections of each one. So now I'm gonna
new line
end the last enumerate that I was in, because remember I just went out of the second level of enumerate. Now I need to
backslash
exit the whole thing. So end
backslash
left
end left brace backslash end left brace enumerate right brace.
All right,
new line, new line,
and now
new line.
I think I'll show you some algebra here. Okay,
backslash. Backslash section, left brace. Backslash section, left brace algebra, right brace, new line.
Alright. So, I just was doing inline math environments. Now, if you want your math to appear like, you know, you write something and then there's a space and it's kind of got its own area, right? So, you know, that's which is kind of how we do most math, I think. Inline it will be kind of sloppy if you... Yeah, after a time, I think, and kind of hard to read. This will put it in the center of the page and make it bigger for sighted folks to read. So, what I'm about to show you. So, there's going to be a little bit of surprise here, I think, which I think you're already. You're smart folks. Anyway, so the first environment I'm going to show you is the equation environment. So, we're going to write...
Backslash. Backslash begin, left brace. Backslash begin, left brace equation, right brace.
And?
Right brace, equation, right brace, E, Q, equation.
Okay, so environments, also like environments, it will enumerate. It will give you numbering. It's great if you want to reference it. I had a math professor show me this. He actually showed me LaTeX. Thanks a lot. But yeah, it's great. But I don't want to do numbers. It's kind of obnoxious for me. So
equation.
I'm going to put a star after the equation.
Backslash begin. Backslash begin. Left brace equation star right brace.
There you go.
Right brace. New line.
Here is... I'm going to write the quadratic formula. It's a fun one. So let's write x equals...
x equal backslash.
Froc.
Left brace.
So I'm beginning the fraction here. So in the fraction... In the numerator, we're going to have negative
hyphen.
B.
So I just x a equals backslash frac, left brace B.
There's a hyphen in the middle, trust me. So plus minus, the sign for that is backslash PS.
Backslash.
And then x square root backslash SQRT, like in
x
Excel.
Equals left brace.
And in within the braces, you have square root. So in the square root is B caret 2, which is like B squared.
X equals...
And then minus
hyphen.
So hyphen 4, and just write
x equals ps backslash x
right brace to end the square root, another
right brace
to end the enumerator, the left brace to begin the denominator, and then it's 2a. Sorry, the fun trick. Right brace to end it. And that's the equation.
New
We're
line.
Going to end the equation.
Backslash end, left brace. Right brace. Left brace. Left brace. Backslash end. Left brace equation. Right brace. Right brace. Right brace. Okay. Backslash end. Left brace equation. Star.
Right brace.
Right brace.
You have to, if you specify that you want no numbering at the beginning with a star, you need to do exactly the same thing at the end, or else you'll get an error.
Right brace.
So.
New line.
Now, that's great if you want to just write one line worth of math, like what I just wrote above there. But, you know, if we're actually doing a problem, we'll probably use more than one line. So, in that case, we're going to use the environment EQN array. And LaTeX has a whole thing on arrays here that I'm not going to get into.
Backslash.
So, begin.
Backslash brace. Begin. Left brace. Begin. Left brace. Backslash right stop. Brace. Backslash begin. Left brace. Ignorate star right brace.
Okay. I don't want any numbering, so I'm going to do star. Yeah.
New line.
Okay. Okay, I don't want to toy with the form. I'll do some basic algebra here. So say 2x plus 3
equals x. X.
Plus 3 equals...
2x plus 3 equals...
Equals 6.
6. 6.
And then...
2x plus 3 equals 6.
Okay. That's the equation that I'm going to solve. So, that's the first line. And I think it'll usually align with the equal signs. There's a way you can make it so it doesn't. You can do your own thing with it. But, and then to go on to the next line, we're going to do double backslash.
Backslash. 2x plus 3 equals 6 backslash.
Backslash.
Backslash. Backslash. New line. New line.
There are two.
New line.
And that's a LaTeX line break. So if, like in regular text, if I'm writing something and I just want an immediate line break, I could do backslash, backslash. You wouldn't really do it for regular formatting. Like if you wanted to execute a new paragraph, that's bad code. You'd actually do a double space and set parameters for new paragraphs. But in these array environments, we use it all the time. So.
2x plus 3 equals 6 backslash.
Okay.
New line.
So now we're just going to say we subtract 3. So 2x equals
3. 2x equals. 2x equals 3.
Another LaTeX line break.
Backslash. New line.
And then x
equals backslash. X equals backslash frac. Left brace.
Okay. Give me time, people. Okay. 3 over 2, I believe.
Left brace. X equals backslash frac. Left brace 3 right brace. Left brace 2 right brace.
Okay. And that's it. We solved it. So now...
New line. Backslash. Backslash end. Left brace. Backslash. Left brace. Left brace. Right brace. Right brace. Left brace, backslash end, left brace, ignorate star, right brace.
Okay. I just ended it.
New line.
And now,
text edit.
Let's see.
Text edit. Basic math, additions, advanced math, fractions, algebra, new line.
All right.
Text, new line.
No.
Right brace, new line, backslash end, left brace, document, right brace.
Okay. And
new line. That is... The end of this LaTeX document space mini more cool backslash backslash textbf right brace space backslash document 2 space that is the end of this LaTeX document many more backslash textbf left brace cool right brace documents to come.
All right, guess what I did with that. Now, typeset.
Typeset.
Let's see if it's true.
Michael LaTeX document
oh
console. Abort. Text. In.
I think we got an error.
L. Dot. New line. Exclamation mark. LaTeX error. Environment equation star undefined. New. See the LaTeX manual or LaTeX companion for explanation.
All right.
Michael. That is the end of this LaTeX doc. Fine. Selection deleted. Michael
Gee,
LaTeX doc. That is the end of this
learn.
LaTeX. Highlighted.
So in LaTeX, there are many ways to skin a cat or something.
New line. Backslash begin. Left brace equation star right brace.
Equation
begin. Backslash. Begin. Left brace
equation.
Selection deleted. New line. Backslash end. Backslash. Right brace. End. Backslash. End. Left brace equation. Selection delete. Right bracket.
Okay, what I just did was... Well, let me show you.
Back. New line. Backslash.
So it's not reading.
New line, backslash, left bracket, new line.
So there's a left bracket.
Back,
it opens.
X equals PS backslash SQRT, left brace, be correct, 2-4 acres, right brace, left brace, 2A, right brace.
I think it said acres. Interesting.
2A, right brace, new line, backslash, right bracket.
So right bracket where it ends. And that should do it. Let's see.
Typeset. L.4, less than argument, great, backslash SQRT, left brace, be correct, 2-4 acres, right brace. Backslash SQRT, left brace, be correct, 2-4 acres, right brace. L.44x equals PS backslash SQRT, left brace, be correct, 2-4 acres, question mark. Michael, backslash, x equals PS.
I think you're going to accompany me.
New, x equals PS backslash SQRT, left, x equals PS backslash SQRT, backslash, backslash section, left brace, algebra, right brace. New line, new line, new line, new line. E. Quadratic equation typeset quest backs L.46x new line backs left bracket.
Yeah, you'll have lots of trouble with this, so let's just see if I can find this.
New line x equals backslash f r a c left brace hyphen b backslash p s
p m
s m.
I don't know why I wrote p s.
Typeset Michael 8x document.pdf window.
All right. So, it seems yours truly needs to learn LaTeX more, but I just fixed it, so that's good. We're done. Now,
text edit.
I'm going to show you a couple more things first here.
Finder. Michael 8x document. Michael 8x document.pdf.
All right.
Selected PDF document.
Let's open it.
Open Finder item. Michael 8x document.pdf. Text.
You can now voiceover Michael 8x document.pdf. A screen reader will pretty much give you a basic idea of what it looks like, the formatting wise.
In Michael LaTeX document.
So here's the title.
Justin Harford, June 17, 1 and 2. Hello world. Two basics. This is my LaTeX document. Lists and other stuff. This is the first list item. This is bold. This is italicized. This is underlined. Underline is space S-I-A-T space bullet.
There's the bullet.
That is an itemized bulleted environment. 3. The math. 1. Add the following. 1 plus 1 equals 2. B. 2 plus 2 equals 4. 2. Add the following fractions.
Alright, this will be interesting. I'm not sure they've really got a screen reader that can read math so well yet. I know they've done experiments with JAWS though, but I don't know.
1. 2 plus 1. 2 equals 1. B. 1. 3 plus 1. 3 e- 2. 3. 1.
Alright.
3. 1.
Alright, and this is the end of the document. The one there is the page number. So,
preview.
Something
text,
else
text shop,
here.
Text shop.
Let me find a
Michael
place. I'm going to show you an
line.
Error that I used to get a lot. So good to know this.
New line backslash section left new quadratic equation.
Okay, I wrote quadratic equation just to label it.
New line backslash. X equals PM
and
backslash SQ backslash new
fixed.
Line.
So, let's say
backslash quad equation.
I think I'm going to do a line break.
Space, space, backslash, backslash.
The LaTeX line break right after quadratic.
Quadratic equation backslash. New line backslash.
And then before beginning the environment. Now, let's see what happens.
Michael LaTeX document.p next. Previous button quadratic equation equation backslash.
Okay, that wasn't supposed to.
Michael
LaTeX
document slash new line. Edit backslash.
I've forgotten how to make
X equals
mistakes.
PM new backslash begin left brace eat narrate star right brace new line backslash new line backslash typeset. Michael X new that is new line backslash end left brace eat narrate star space backslash. Michael LaTeX document.pd. Michael edit x backslash.
Well, interesting. Anyway, the point I was trying to get at, and I can't seem to incur it to do it right now, but I found in the past anyway, if I try to do a LaTeX line break before I begin a math or enumerate environment, it gives an error. It says bad box. Something, bad box 10 or something like that. It's really weird. It doesn't mean anything, but anyway, what it apparently means is that you're trying to break a line that's not there. So, anyway, if you go into this and you get a bunch of bad boxes, you should look for that.
New line.
And one more thing to show why LaTeX is so cool. Besides the fact that, like I said, most people in science and mathematics in education pretty much know it because it's how they make their textbooks, which means that you could have email correspondences with teachers and GSIs, and you can talk about math, and you can have a language that both of you know, and they can explain stuff to you without having to fumble with you know, describing the board to you and the layout of the formulas and stuff. So I think, as we've experienced, quite a number of them aren't so good at reading it out, so it's very easy. But anyway, the other thing that's cool is I'm going to show you here.
Finder.
Safari. It's a trick I've noticed on Wikipedia.
Safari. Kepler's laws of planetary motion.
I've actually got this brought up here. Let me show you here.
Kepler's laws of planetary motion. Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. Window.
There's some math in this section of Wikipedia talking about Kepler's laws.
Enable control option lock.
Particularly his third law, I believe. I'm not sure, though. But let me show you what it does with this math here. What's in the alt text?
Group. The semi-major axis is the arithmetic mean between R min and R max, colon.
Let's see what it says.
A equals epsilon correct 2 right brace. Image. Group. R underscore frac left brace P right brace. Left brace 1 dash backslash epsilon right brace. Image.
Does that sound a bit familiar to you? Well, it sure does to me. I think somebody wants to correct me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like they've got LaTeX or something like it in the alt text, which is kind of cool. So this would make a great way for us to be able to access math on the internet. So just my take on how come LaTeX is so great.
Text shop.
And as I've said on mailing lists, if I had my way, the whole world would convert to LaTeX. But that's just me.
Safari.
Exit that.
Find Audio Hijack Pro.
All right.
Audio.
And I believe that is it for me. So, hope you all enjoyed it. If you have any questions whatsoever, email me at blindstein@gmail.com. That's blind, like can't see so good. B-L-I-N-D, Stein, S-T-E-I-N, Blindstein, like Einstein. So, like a testament to my conceitedness. So, that's it for me. Later.